Welcome to Small Biz Indie. On today's episode, we have Chaster with a new web app called Stock Team Up, a community for investors. How are you doing today, Chaster?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So, Chaster, we met at a networking group a while back, and I was just fascinated to hear about your new project and how you've kind of made it a social community to talk about investing. Could you tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea for your project?
That's a long story. It starts back in 2009, 2010, when the financial crisis occurred. And I was freaking out because I saw that we needed to invest right now while everyone was panicking. And so I contacted friends, family to join me to invest. And we even made an investment club. And to make it easier, we built a website to manage all of it. And then I thought, well, I don't want to have people meet. We'll just make decisions via the website. So we did more and more. And this investment club grew to about 45 people, a little over $100,000 worth of assets between all of us. When I realized people actually like this as a product, and this can't be a product because of SEC regulations. So it was going well, but we made a decision to pivot and actually work on it as an actual business. During the time we were doing the investment club, one of the things we did was we would weight people's vote for which stock to choose based on their performance of how well they were choosing stocks on our website. And we realized, you know, it actually worked really, really well because all the bad decision makers in our investment club just kind of got put to the side. But unfortunately, for people that have run investment clubs, you'll know that you can't really do that in an investment club. So, because of regulations. So we went ahead and started this site to allow people who can make good decisions trend to the top of the feeds for people that are in our site.
And so is this a first of its kind type of project of weighing success rate in whose opinion or influence is weighed higher?
We haven't found anyone else doing it the way we're doing it. There's some sites that will attempt to figure out what analysts are doing and try to weigh them that way. The problem with that is, you know, it gets very fuzzy with what an analyst says, and they're not directly telling you, I'm making a stock pick today. You know, they're making a recommendation and whatnot. What we're doing is it's an open platform to anyone for free, and you can go on there. And if you can make good stock decisions, you will be the voice that people will see when they come to our site.
And so how long did it take you from starting this project to where you were first ready to welcome new users?
We started in late 2016 in November. At the time, it was on the back of a paper napkin. We had been talking about it. You know, we had our investment club and we were just like, you know, we could maybe build this social media site and it could be a community. And it was just paper napkin. And then through November, December, through 2017, November 2017 is when we started it. My fault. 2018 was really just, we would work on a little bit. We weren't really serious about it, but it was kind of a hobby. And then we put a product out in December of last year. Very closed off, just beta testing. People would just hammer us. It was just, you know, the obvious things were just not working. And so we'd go back and fix it. And then February of this year, I realized I really like this product. It can really help a lot of people, and I'm going to work on it full time. So me and one of my business partners work on it full time, and then we have another business partner that works on it part time. So we have two of us doing coding, plus we have a team in England and India that also helps us with the front end work as well.
Oh, wow. So you've got coders all over the world.
Ooh. Yeah. 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 We all work together and collaborate to implement changes and fixes and updates.
And so at what point did you decide, did you know when your launch date was going to be, or did you just have a day where you're all looking at it and you're like, okay, this is ready for users? How did that happen?
We take a very scientific approach to improving the site. We get surveys from people. You've done one in the past. We have a few hundred now, and we take all the data and we say, okay, this needs to be fixed. This needs to be fixed. This problem that this person brought up makes it so that this isn't a viable product. And we just kept on hammering through that list and kept on improving it until that list had dwindled to nice to have features and enhancements. And we said, okay, we have a minimum viable product. We can really put it out there. And we didn't really seriously do that until late May, when you saw me once again pop my head out at a networking event.
So just a couple of months ago when you were ready to let users try it out.
Yeah. We had about 100 users before that, just in our dev development site, just trying things out and breaking things. And so all that pain and heartache was done with a group of people that were, you know, internal and close to us.
So there was just like that moment that you knew this was a great product. It was ready to go out there. Users were going to love it and continue to log in and spend time on the platform.
Yep. Yep. And so that was about a month ago. And since then we have a core group of people that really support our idea and are putting in new content regularly, which is really good for our community. And then we're just growing the number of users that are joining every day.
So since your actual launch date, how many users are you currently up to?
We are about to hit 200 users.
Wow.
Which is quite astounding, because we've done like some social media stuff, but we really haven't done like a huge push yet. Next week we're going to the Money Show in Chicago, and we're going to do a harder push. But you know, the goal is to really get over that 200 user point this month. And then, you know, really start to double probably every 2 months after that.
So you're hoping that so let's say you're going to hit your 200 this month in July. So you're hoping by September then to be 400, and then 2 months after that to be 800?
Yeah, minimum. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, to be able to access this app, if you're using your smartphone, do you just go to the website, or is there an app you can download?
So right now you just go to the website. We literally in about 4 days could have an app ready. It's pretty straightforward to do because our site's already a responsive site. So there's tools to get it right into an app. It's actually our top request is to have an app. We have a opportunity with a college to work with them in the fall timeframe. And our goal is to execute that at that point. So right now it's just, you go to our website, online.
But still accessible from any internet-connected device.
Yep.
So then, as you said, that developing an app is your top priority or your top request right now out there. Are you looking at Android or iOS or both of them?
Both of them, yeah.
And so do you feel that once you have those apps developed that people are going to spend more time on it, or it's going to increase your signups?
The reason why I've held off on doing an app is because doing an app will immediately double our audience, most likely, because it's very popular. But we want that audience to come in when everything, all the enhancements and all the extra stuff people wanted are put in.
So you're still kind of in a testing phase with limited users outside of your volunteers or associates who have critiqued the project.
Yeah, we're actually, believe it or not, we're about 75% people that we don't know. We don't know who they are. They just are doing stuff on the site and looking at stuff. So we've kind of gone away from the volunteers and internal network now. And we're seeing what people we don't even know and just want a good product, what they want. And those are the enhancements we want to put in before we jump into an app and get to a bigger audience.
So then what would you say is your overall favorite part of Stock Team Up?
My favorite part is the fact that when you come to the site and look at any feed is always being sorted by an algorithm that is putting to the top the stock picks that people are choosing that actually are good from someone who has been doing a good job on our site so far. So to give a little detail to people that don't know what it is, whenever you make a post on our site, you have to connect it to a stock pick. And that stock pick goes into a virtual portfolio that you have to manage. And if you can actually build a good portfolio and make good performing choices, you will rise up in the feed each time you make a new stock pick.
So it's prioritizing the people who have established a good history.
Yeah.
With using.
The joke I always tell people is one of our business partners, he would show the app. So sometimes he would just kind of make a stock pick just randomly just to show them an example. Well, he's out of our feeds. He can't trend anymore because of his bad performance. He doesn't trend to the top anymore. So it's worked really well to filter out the noise, but just give you just good content that'll help you with your own personal portfolio.
So who do you vision signing up for Stock Team Up? Is there a certain niche that's a really good fit, or anyone who wants to get into investing?
So in terms of our business strategy, our niche right now is people that are already in investment groups and people that already are doing their own personal finances. These people have a lot of resources, and our goal is to show them that our resource is built in such a way that it can give them a lot of good ideas for their own portfolios. That's step one. That's really our goal for this year. Inside of our system, there's actually another system for group management. You can build your own group and just talk to each other in your own group. We could have an open and indie group on our site.
No kidding.
Yeah. Next year, we want those people that were in investment groups that joined, who like this, go to their uncles, go to their nephews, go to their aunts, go to their dads, go to their friends, family, and tell them that, wow, there's some really good information here. Why don't you check it out? And oh, by the way, if you're not investing yet, why don't you put your toe in the water and try a few stock picks? You might start trending and get some results on our site.
So I know you talked a lot about some more features that you want to introduce into it. What are some of the ones that for you are personally features you're looking forward to implementing?
The big one that I'm really excited about is right now the whole system is one big gamification of the stock market. And we have some standard badges, which are essentially prizes you get for accomplishing something on the site. Those are, for example, if you make 10 stock picks, you get a badge. If you do really well and get to the top of the feed, you'll get a badge. There's also something called bragging rights, which are a little different. The bragging rights are just like badges, except that you could lose them if you don't keep on performing. And the bragging rights really are the mechanism we use to trend people. If you have a lot of bragging rights, there's one that if you check it out, it looks like a rocket ship that's blasting to the top of a stock chart. That's like the top one right now. That means that you are the best in the whole site and you're performing more than anyone else. I really love to just add more badges and bragging rights because they're a lot of fun. We want to implement one called Eat My Shorts, where if you can actually make a good short, which is when you think that a stock's going to fall, if you can do a good short and make 20% on it, we want to give you the Eat My Shorts badge. You know, those are the fun. We love doing those to really have people enjoy and have fun on our site. We have a whole list that we've created over a year that we just want to execute and just, you know, add more fun to the site.
So have you found that gamifying use of Stock Team Up, has it appealed to a different group of people who don't normally invest?
Yes. The constant phrase we get is, well, that's interesting. And that's intentional because people are used to just the noise that they hear. The noise of these sites that claim there are analysts that are doing well. And, you know, I give them credit. Half the time, they really are good analysts. You know, but you're only getting a slice of the picture. And sometimes that's the slice of the picture they want you to see. You know, they're not doing anything nefarious, but the intent might be something else besides giving you good stock advice. It might be that they're an investment advisor that really kind of wants you to get them to your site eventually. Or maybe they're an analyst that really just wants to keep saying stuff to entertain you, but maybe isn't really giving you good analysis. Twitter is notorious for this. I follow a few people and they're probably really good investors, but they're there for the entertainment value. They're there to entertain you and make sure that you have, you come back to see their content. We're trying to go away from entertainment and really focus on showing you something that will help your personal portfolio.
So hence why your trending members are people based on current activity. They can lose those bragging rights once they're inactive or their advice is no longer working, right?
Yes. You know, one of the phenomenons I saw when we were building our investment club website was one of the members made a stock pick for some medical stock, and it skyrocketed. And he was the number one person. And I would watch him constantly because I was like, I was just fascinated. I would talk to him all the time. Like, wow, you're number one. How'd you do it? And it was just one stock pick. Over time, the rest of the stock picks just weren't in the same caliber. And a lot of them were actually losers because his strategy was really go for the gusto. You know, he'll lose, it's like kind of like poker. He'll lose five hands, but win one big one, something like that. And so, the reason why you can lose a bragging right is because we want to rule out the luck. If you're really a good stock picker, you're going to stay at the top consistently month after month, year after year.
So then have you noticed since you've had more users joining Stock Team Up, has there been anyone that's just consistently killed it as far as making good picks, or is it something that shifts from user to user?
There's like four that are doing just consistently well. And I'm interested to see if there's a big market correction because they're all kind of doing consistently well because the market is doing consistently well. The real excitement is going to be when the market becomes volatile and people are managing the volatility of the market. You know, when there's another 10% correction, who's really being protective of their portfolio and their stock picks? It'll be telling at that point.
So then, you haven't had Stock Team up through any corrections yet? Is that what, or have you been able to look at data? Has there been any kind of correction since you've been online?
We really started gaining serious members in May. And so May, June, and July have been really terrific in growing it. But May, June, and July have also been the stock market reaching all-time highs. So everyone is doing well. Everyone is adding new stock picks, and they're learning sometimes. But a lot of it is the whole market's going up. So when the market gets choppy, it's going to get really interesting.
So as far as a background in investing, before you got into this project, did you have any kind of stake, or were you involved in investing prior?
Yeah, I've been investing since I was 10. One of my first stock picks was a stock called Foodmaker. If I had kept that stock pick, it would have been really nice because Foodmaker is now Jack in the Box. So it used to be on the penny stocks list in the San Diego Union Tribune, and my grandfather and I would go through it and pick it. And when I figured out Foodmaker was Jack in the Box, I was like, Grandpa, I think we need to buy that. So at the time, he called up the broker and got me, you know, a few shares of Jack in the Box. Ford, Qualcomm, which is also San Diego based, all of them were just terrific picks. And back in the 90s, it was hard to not do well until about the tech bubble. I've worked as an investment advisor at a hedge fund, but my main background is really 8 years of aerospace management experience. I've gone through a lot of different companies. One of the interesting ones was a company called Firth Rickson that I worked for 5 years that eventually got bought out by Alcoa. And then soon after that, they split into Alcoa and Arconic. And one of the reasons why they split was because they got into the exotic metal industry by buying out Firth Rickson. So they were really trying to change the business's direction, which was all very interesting. But basically I'm a little bit of an outsider in the investing world, and I kind of like it that way.
So what's one thing you hope to accomplish with Stock Team Up as far as changing the rules of how people invest?
I really want people to have a better idea of investing, to really realize it's not a game that's stacked against them. It really isn't that hard to do good investing if you put a little bit of time into it. And my goal with Stock Team Up is to get more people into investing and then eventually get more people connected to good investment advisors. You know, really bridge that gap between, you know, someone that wants to do investing and an investment advisor that really cares about their investors and can actually make good decisions in the stock market.
So you brought up a good point. Do you have any kind of setup through Stock Team Up to match members with financial advisors?
What we're implementing next week is a system to follow other investors. Baby steps, you know. I'm looking at 2020 to really implement a system like that, where you can connect to investment advisors, and investment advisors are using our system to showcase that they can build good portfolios for a strategy that an investor needs for their life.
So how would someone sign up for Stock Team Up?
Simple. They just go to stockteamup.com and they register. All they need to do is verify their email and they are in. There is no cost. Our goal is to never have any costs towards an investor to use our site.
And so how would someone contact you if they had any questions or wanted to learn more about what Stock Team Up can do for them?
They can find us on any social media platform. Just look up Stock Team Up, all one word. Or they can email me at info@stockteamup.com.
Awesome. Well, Chester, thank you for being with us today. And anyone who is interested in learning more about Stock Team Up, visit stockteamup.com. And thank you for listening to this episode of Small Biz Indie. We'll see you next time.
Find everything for your business in our Small Biz Marketplace. Visit henrymg.com/marketplace and save 10% off your first order with promo code SmallBizIndie. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group of Indianapolis, Indiana. Get new episodes automatically on your preferred listening device by subscribing to Small Biz Indie in iTunes, Google, or on our website, henrymg.com/smallbizindie. For information on today's guest or to be a guest on Small Biz Indie, send us an email, info@henrymg.com.